two dots, right? Yeah, the few beis amar alafi on top of the two dots. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav, ro'echod sheshochat. If you see somebody make a shechita, so it's like this. Imru mitchilo v'yatzoif. If you saw this person do the shechita from the beginning until the end, and the male you saw he did a kosher shechita, didn't wait in between or the press down, so then mutar lechem shechita asoy. So Rav Nachman Morav says, then you're allowed to eat from the shechita of this person. But v'yimlaf, if you do not see the shechita from the beginning until the end, then he says, also lechem shechita asoy. You're not allowed to eat from this person shechita. Sometimes you have to be afraid, maybe he made a drosa or she, or maybe he waited, maybe the shechita is possible. So Morav says, let's see, hechidam, what's the case talking about? If you know that this person knows the Hilcha Shechita, Sivso Lomali Ro, what do you have to see him for? Chub Shechita, if the guy knows Hilcha Shechita, so Navada Shechita is a kosher Shechita. Navada, we should trust him when he says, lady, he did a good Shechita. So what do you have to watch him for? Elamai, the case is, Vidli Diyoda, the Legomer, if we know that this person does not know the halachas, we know clearly that he does not know Hilcha Shechita. If so, then Pshita. Rashi says, like Pshita, Rashi says that if you see him, it's Muta. Why? Because if you saw, you know clearly he wasn't sure, he wasn't Doras. And if you didn't see him, Pshita, it's also because you're afraid maybe he did these Psulim. So what is Rav Nachman Amarav teaching us? So Rashi says, Elo, the case must be, to lo yoda igomer ila gomer. In the case, we do not know this person, we don't know if he knows the lochas or not. In such a case like that, and that's Rav's Chiddush here, that only if we watch him from beginning to end is the good. And if we don't watch him, then it's no good. So what's the question, why? Lame, like if we don't know, if the guy knows the lochas or not, so then even if we don't watch him, the Gemara is asking, still it should be kosher. Lame, why don't we say the klal should be that we had before, Roiv mitzuyin eitzo shchita mumchen hein, that most people that have to do with shchita knows the lochas, like otherwise they wouldn't shecht otherwise. The Rashi says, if the guy wasn't a mumchim, he didn't know the halachis, he wouldn't do the shechita. So why don't we say, Rostov, you don't know, so there most probably we should take on, he knows the halachis, it's like a roiv, like a chazaka, and we should say the animal's kosher. The Mer says, Miloy Tana, didn't we learn like this? That Hare Shemotza Tana Geulis Shchuta Beshuk. If you find a chicken that has a shechita done on it, you find it in the street. Or you ask another case, Shom Alish Luchai, Tsei Shochet. You tell you make a shliach, go make a shechita for me, shech my bird for me. Volach umotze shochet. And the shliach goes, and we find that it was geshochten already. So Loch Riz, Cheskose Shochet. We say yes that the shechita is a good shechita. Or Rashi says, the Rashi learns, Volach means balabais, that the balabos went, and he found that the animal had a shechita done on it. So Loch Riz, that you could eat from it. Why? Alma, what do we see? That Arina, we say, Roiv Mitzuy, that's a Shechita Mumchenheim. Like, even though you did not see the Shechita, you're not sure who made the Shechita. But so what? Whoever did it, there's a Roiv like, only people that know halachas make the Shechita. Otherwise, they don't do the Shechitas. So, Chiru, you see clearly, you say this Chazakov, Roiv Mitzuy, that's a Shechita Heim. So, Rosh is true. So, rather here, the case must be, so Murray's question, Hochinam is here also. Lema, why don't we say, if you don't know if this person knows the lochas or not, say the same svara. Is Hochinam and Lema, we should say, Roiv Mitzun, Esa Shechit Munchenheim. That most people that do Shechitis know the halochas. So if you don't know about this person, leave him on the cheskos, that he must probably know the halochas. So it should be kosher. So Murray says, true, you're right. Liyolim, you know what Rav's talking about? Liyolim, the Yodad Legomer. It's only a case where we know for sure the guy does not know the halachas. Then Rav is b'mechadish, we have to watch from the beginning till the end. And what's the chiddush then? Okegoin d'shochet kamon chod simon. Shaker. The guy made a shechita now, one simon, he did well. Again, we know this person does not know the halachas so well. But we saw him do a good shechita on one simon. So I would have thought to say, mal de tema. Midi hai shaper. Since the first simon that he shechted, he did a good job. Hachnami Shapir, the second simon. Even if we don't watch him, most probably he'll also do a good job. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush now. The what? Hai Isramui Isrami. It could be, it just happened to be by chance, that the first simon, he did a good job on it. But Isramile, But Iduch, the second simin, Shem Meshul, let's be afraid, maybe you wait in between Shem Adoros, maybe you press down. That's Reb Yudam, that's from Nachman and Rav's Chiddush, that even though we serve the one simin well, there's no proof of the second simin. We have to be there and watch him do the second one. Benachnami, if we do not know that he does not know the loches, then there's such a klal of Roiv Mitzun Yetzah Shechita Amum Chinein. Another more says, Boy, Minei Rav Dimi Bar Yosim Rav Nachman, what's going to be? Hoi Mele Shluchai, somebody tells the Shliach, he makes the messenger, that Tzei V'Shochet, I want you to go and make a Shechita for me. Volach then the Balabas goes, Umotza Shochet, and the Balabas finds the animal, have a Shechita done to it. So Ma, what's the locha? Like, do you have a right to say for sure your shliach did it in his kosher? Or you have to be afraid, no, maybe somebody else did it that doesn't know the lochus. So I will answer back to him, yes, ches kosoi shochet. That it's chazoka that most probably your shliach did it. There is a chazoka that shliach was a shlichusoi. And therefore you have a right to eat from it. What's going to be though, ho'im ala shluch v'tayu shliach tsei v'torim, go and take off truma from my Paris. And you went to Motzatorim, you found out that in your big barrel there, Paris, they were taken off, was set aside truma. So the question is, who did it? My, what's the halacha there? Or Malay said over there, Shno, ain't cheskosei torim. That no, you have to be afraid it was not your shliach that did it. Maybe somebody else did it. And somebody else has no right to take off truma on your Paris. That's called like Shleimi Das. If you didn't make him a shliach, he can't do it. So more is the question, what's going on in Manashach? Why? If you tell me there's such a chazaka, that if you tell somebody to do it, most probably he's going to do it, and it was done. If so, afidu trumanami. Now that's why you tell me the shchit is kosher, because most probably he did the shchita. And so the truma also should be a truma then. Most probably the person you told to do, he did it, and he's your shliach, he could take off truma for you. So why do you say the truma is no good? V'yelema, you tell me you hold. Ein chazok shlichu is a shlichus, so no, there's no such chazok. Or shlich maybe does not do a shlichus. If so, afilu shchita nami loy, and even the reisha. If the balabos came and found the animal with a shchita done to it, why can he eat from it? Let's be afraid his shlich did not do it. Maybe somebody else, you don't know who did it. So how can he eat from it? So Malay, so he said back to him, yeah, he says, l'chi teichel olo, kura de milcha. That Larsha says, like it's a Yansen back with a dechus, like he pushed him away. As if to tell him, when you sit down and measure me off a kurus worth of salt, so for that reward, I'll tell you the answer. So he mentioned him to dechus, like he didn't really answer him. The Mora says, really the pshat is like this. Le'olam, really the answer could be that ein chazok or shlich or shtichusai. This brayso maybe holds here that we hold that a shliach is not for sure he does a shliach. There's no chazokah. Rashi says rather, Elisophic, Oysa, Sophic, and Oysa. Could be it's a doubt. We have a doubt whether the Shliach did it or not, unless he tells us clearly he did it. But if you didn't hear from him, it's a doubt whether he did it or not. If so, why Vashchita is a good? Because like this, Oshchita, the Gemara says, Inami, even if you want to tell me that Dilminish Achrina, Shama Viozal, or Shochat, even if somebody else did the Shchita, not your Shliach, so what? We came out before that we say, Roiv Mitzvah Nesha Shchita Mumchenein, that most people that have to do with Shchita knows the halachas. So even if it's somebody else that did it, it'll also be a kosher Shchita. That's why we say the Shchita is kosher Mumonoshach. If your Shliach did it, very good. And if not, even if somebody else did it, most probably it's also good. But Truma, we have to be afraid. You made a Shliach to take off Truma from your Paris, and you went and found it taken off. You're not sure who did it. Do we have to be afraid? Maybe somebody else heard the way you told your shliach to do it, and he went and took off truma. If so, heavily term shleimi das. So that person you did not appoint him; he's not your shliach. If so, it's called the term shleimi das without the das of the balabos. And the other locher is the term shleimi das ain't trumasa truma. The truma is not chal. Like Rashi says, term shleimi das ain't trumasa. Why the shlichas the truma? Migam atem misrabi, we learn now the parsha of shlichus from truma. Atem gam atem l'rabi shlichachem, that you have to point the shliach to take off truma. Umino amatem l'dayetchem ashtachachem l'dayetchem, you have to point him. Not if he does it by himself. So that's why by truma it's no good, taka, because we hold we don't hold chazaka shlichu as a shlichusay. It's only a suffix. Maybe somebody else did it. And if somebody else took off the truma, then it's not chal. Now the verse says, Leima, let's say this klal of roiv mitzun, it's a shchita, mumchenein, tanoi, let's say it's a machlekes tanoim. The tanya will learn like this. Hareisha of the loy gediyev. If somebody lost his kids, he lost his animals. For tanagurla, he lost his chickens. Volach umotzen shkutin. The lady went in the street and found them someplace. He found them geshochten. Found them with a shchita, they had a shchita done to them. So it's a machlekes now. Reb Yehuda says he can't eat from it. It's oisa. Reb Chanina benoi shreb yesek lili mati says it's kosher. So the Havamin is that's good for the machlekes. If you don't know who did the shchita, do we say most probably a mumcha did it or maybe not? So more like this. Omer Rebbe says niren devorah shreb Yehuda. I like the words of Reb Yehuda that he says the animal is also shemotzim biyashpa. If you find the animal in an ashpa in a junkyard. Because the svar is then, most people throw away their nevelas in an ashpa. So most probably was a nevela this time, that's why it's also. And the divi Rebbe Chanina, b'noi Shabbi Yosek Lili, shemotzim abayis. If you find it inside the house, then most probably it's not a nevela. And most probably whoever made the shchita was a mumcha. So you have a right to say the shchita is kosher. So that's what Rebbe says. So Mor says, my love, isn't it, that Paul Kemiflugi, Yikah Machlegis and Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe Chanina is, the mass of Amrin and Roy Mitsuni as a Shkita Mumchenhein. That Rebbe Chanina Svara. Therefore he says it's kosher. Rebbe Yehuda holds. Loy Amrin and Roy Mumchenhein Eitz or Shkita Mumchenhein. We don't say that Svara. Therefore if you find the meat outside, you don't know who made the Shkita, it's also. Maybe that's Kufra Machlaikis. Samara says no. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Loy. Could be that's not the Machlaikis Tanoim over here. It could be really maybe the Kuliyam, everybody agrees that we say this for a talk of Roiv Mitzuni, it's a Shchita Mumchenein. Most people that do a Shchita, we say they for sure know the Alochis, and the Shchita should be kosher. And therefore, Babayis, if you find this piece of meat now in the house, the Kuliyam will have plague of the Shori. Everybody agrees that it's Mutta, because most probably it's not a Novela. So whoever did the Shchita, Mustama did a good job. Be Ashposha Beshuk. If you find a piece of meat in the junkyard outside on the street, the Kuliyam Malay Pligdiyos, everybody agrees then it's also. Why? Because most probably it's in the Nevela, that's where people throw the Nevelas. Ki Pligu, here's the Machlekas over here, Biyashpa Shababayas. We find this piece of meat in the garbage in the house itself. That's the Machlekas. Masava Odom also Lahata Nevelosa, Biyashpa Shababayas. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda says it's also is because even though Rav Mitzun has a Shchita, but here there's a big Reisah. Since you find this piece of meat in the junk, in the garbage, in the house, it's also normal for people to throw the nevelas there also. This is the reisa that maybe this piece of meat is a nevela. That's where you can eat from it. Umasava, Rebbe Chanina holds, Odom, Umasava, Enodom Mosva Hatan Nevelosu Biyash Rabbayis, no. People do not throw their nevelas in their own house, even in their own garbage there. But rather, they throw it outside. See, if you find it inside, most probably it was a good shchita, and just that they finished using the meat, so it got in the garbage. But not that it's a nevela, so that's the machlekes. But everybody holds, roiv mitzun es a shchita mumchenhein. Oma ma, what we just said before, that Oma Rebbe says, Niren divrei Rebbe Yehuda, I like Rebbe Yehuda's pesach, but it's also shemotzim biyashpa. I found it in the junk, in the garbage. My yashpa, which ashpa is he talking about? Elam, if you want to tell me, ashpa shebashuk, he found in the garbage outside. If so, what do you mean Rebbe likes Rebbe Yehuda's pesach? Well, I just got finished saying the kuli amalei pliga diyosa. Everybody agrees if you find it outside in the garbage, for sure it's in the vela. So what do you mean to say you like Rebbe Yehuda's psak? El alav isn't the pshat that Rebbe is saying, pshita biyasha shavabayis. That Rebbe is saying if you find it in the garbage, in the house, he likes Rebbe Yehuda's psak, the takrit also. Okay. Aim is safe, what's it safe to say? For divi Rebbe Chanina, that Rebbe likes the words of Rebbe Chanina, benoish Rebbe Yosek Lili, shemotzim abayis, if he found the piece of meat in the house. So now again, my bias, what does it mean to say he found it in the house? Elam, if you want to tell me, bias, mamash, you found the mamash in the floor, on the table, If so, what do you mean you like Rabbi Yochanina's words? Harmat Mitzvah Fin is saying, the Kuliyal Malapliga Dishori. Everybody agrees. If you find a piece of meat in the house, Avada we say, Roy Mitzuni at a Shchita Mumchenein, and Avada's a good Shchita. So what do you mean to say, Divri Rabbi Yochanina? El, the Pshita is in the case, is Biasha Shababayas, that you found a piece of meat in the garbage in the house. And Rabbi is saying he likes Rabbi Yochanina, that's Mutter. He was so Kasha the Rabbi, other Rabbi, the Chorta Stirin, Rabbi and Rabbi. First, Rabbi's mashmi likes the words of Rabbi Yudah Ratzasa, in the case we found it in the garbage in the house. And now we're saying, no, when you find it in the garbage in the house, he likes Rabbi Chanina's vote, that's Mutter, so it's Stirin Rabbi. So most rather, Pshat must be Hochikomer. This is what Rabbi meant to say, that Nirin Divri, Rabbi Yudah, he likes the words of Rabbi Yudah Ratzasa, meaning to say, the Rabbi Chanina b'nai Shabbi Yosek Lili, the Yash b'Sheb Shuk. That means to say that even Rabbi Chanina would like the words of Rabbi Yehuda if the meat was found in the junk outside in the street. Why? Shaf Rabbi Chanina b'noi Shabbi Yosek Lili lenech lekolav. He does not argue on him. Ela, where does he argue? B'yashe Shababayis. The only machlokes is you find it in the garbage in the house. Aba b'yashe Shabashuk noidoloi v'nirin. That's all he meant to say. So he only meant to say over like exactly what did he say? That enechnami, that when you find it out outside in the junk, in the garbage outside, avada den lemaisa tosa, because that's derech of an avela. But when you find it inside the house, enechnami, that's good for the machlokes. And the Chori meant to say he goes lekula. That's all he meant to say, that the whole machlokes is only in the yashper shebabayis. But if you find it in the yashper outside, everybody agrees then lemaisa that tosa. The other Gemara says back in the Mishnah, Chutz Micher Shaita the Kotan, that if they make a Shchita, it's possible. Why? Koshem Yikalkul HaShchitosan. Maybe they made a bad Shchita. Maybe they made a Shiyaj Rasa Chalodom, therefore the Shchita is possible. So Gemara says, Shema Kilkulu Loikitoni. It doesn't say a Lashon of Shema Kilkulu. Rashi says the mashmer that doesn't say maybe they shema kugla shelokatoni v'afgav the b'diyevet kamari katoni chetosim sheiru chutz mechashad v'katon doesn't say shema maybe they will. El it says shema yikalkulu mashmer say Rashi says the mashmer the muadim heim lekalkul mashmer like you have to take on for sure they will ruin the animal. And what does it mean to say Omer Rav? Rav says zaysemers from here we hear from our mishnah we hear chiddush. That ain moisrim lem chun lechetchila. That there's no way lechetchila you allowed to give an animal for a cotton cheres v'shreta to make the shchita. Meaning to say, even if you want to give it to him and let a godel oimer al gabav, still you should not do it. Rashi says, kolema afilu chun lechetchila v'afilu achirim oimdom al gabav. Still lechetchila you should not give it to him. You know why? Because even though we're going to watch him, but there's a big chance of shema yikalkulu. Maybe he will ruin the animal. So therefore, lechetchila, you're not supposed to give him an animal to make a shchita at all, because you have to be afraid he's not going to do a good job. The Mishdoni says, b'diyevet, if you gave it to him, and somebody was watching, and they saw that he did a good job, then b'diyevet, it's okay. But lechetchila, you're not supposed to give it to him, even though you plan to watch him. Yeah. Then it says, v'chulmet sheshochto v'chirim rei noisun shchidosun sheirun, whoever makes the shchita, and somebody watches him, it's good. So Mara says, and Abad were coming out, that it means even a Cheresh of the Kotan also, that Lamaisev, we watched them, and we saw they did a good job, then it's a good Shechita. So it comes out that what, even though he's not supposed to do the Chila, but if he did it, it's a Kashra Shechita. Even though a Cheresh of a Kotan has no Das, they have no Das to make Shechita. Still, as long as it was done, the Kashra is Kasha. So Mara says, so Mantan, who's the Tanava Mishnah, the Loi Bin and Kabon L'Shechita, that you do not have to have kavon of a shashi shechting, like to have kavon, I'm doing it l'shem shchita. If you have to have kavon, the cotton should be possible, even if we watch him. So the time of the Mishnah, on my rova, Rabbi Nosson, it goes according to Rabbi Nosson. The Tani will learn like this, Oishi is the iri dimin chavrei, that we learned this, the Tani Ushi learned, when the Bryce said, Ziri dimin chavrei says, that Zorek sak no noitza b'koisel. That is, somebody stamped through a knife, stamped, tend up, your intentions were, to throw it against the wall, that's all. He wants to stab the wall. He wants to throw the knife against the into the wall. What happened was, Behocha v'shochato, kidarko, while the knife was traveling, it happened to meet up with a bird, and a mamashechta the bird, a kosher shchita. So Rabbi Nosson Mach, Rabbi Nosson says, yes, the Shechita is kosher. Rashi said, the Minchavim means Bnei Yeshiva, Kadaka, Koygen, then it's a good Shechita. We must know you don't have to have das. As long as the Shechita was done, it's okay. The Chachamim poison, the Chachamim say, no, it's possible. Mashma, they hold you have to have das, L'shem Shechita. He didn't have das, he was just throwing against the wall. So Mashma is true, he learned it for him and he said it law. Halachak Rabbi Nosson, the Lach is like Rabbi Nosson. And therefore, you do not need das L'shechita. Sef Shana Mishnah, that if a godel saw a chereshet for cotton doing the shechita is kosher, even though he doesn't have das. For the Gemara here, if you just am throwing the knife, or ba'inan merlucha maybe, the knife, the way it has to make a shechita is has to go back and forth. So that's why you make a shechita. So here, if you just threw the knife, it didn't go back and forth. So how the shechita kosher? So Gemara says, sheholcho bo kedarko. Rashi says means, shechotcho bahalichoso. It shechted the chicken when it was traveling. V'hikso b'koysel, and it hit the wall. V'choyzer, and it bounced backwards. V'chotcho. So that's the pshat here. It bounced backwards. And Rashi says, really, v'u adinam the same answer would have been the most true, say, b'sak and shesh b'chutz t'tzavar, a long knife that has extended more than the size of the neck. And therefore, it's enough to make no shechita just by going one slice straight ahead. But the more one sense, even with a smaller knife, that you have to go back and forwards, so talking about now hit the wall and bounce backwards and shech the chicken. So kids, if we see it, that the shechita was done kosher, even though there was no kavanah, we pass the shechita is good. So in other words, shechita does not need kavanah, even though shechita is a mitzvah together, and usually mitzvahs we need kavanah, but there always the pshat is that the maista has to be miyachas to the person. When the maista has to be like the person's maista or the person's kinyan, you have to have das to make that action become yours. But over here by shechita, it's not an action, it's not the person's. It's an action done in the behema. The maista of the behema, if the behema simonim was cut, if the simonim were cut with a kosher knife, with a kosher knifeim, so since the maista was done in the behema, that's a kosher shechita. Just like Odin later, we'll see there's a svara by tefil also. In Mara says, if you throw an isha, and Maranida, if you throw an isha into the mikvah, so she's also tor, even though she has no kavanah. Shat is also there. It doesn't have to be the mensh's maisa, but just a metzias, that if an isha is in the mikvah is metayiro. So you're also by shechita, that the metzias, the shechita was done to the animal, the shechita, the maisa alone, is machsher the behema, even without kavanah sodom. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chiya Barabo, boy, you Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon had a shout like this. What's going to be cotton? Yesh loy machshava, or yein loy machshava? Does a cotton have a machshava or not? In other words, usually we know a cotton is called a lav bar das. He doesn't have das midiraisam. His kinyan is not chal. He doesn't have enough das. The question is, though, does he have a machshava or not? So Rashi learns the question is, cotton yesh loy machshava, yein loy machshava, kegoin b'shchitas kodeshim. In the case where you want a shech the korban, and we know a shechita is kosher bizarre, but still it's called a shechita in the kodeshim. So by kodeshim is different than regular chulin. The boy kavona, by kodeshim you have to have kavona, Rashi says. Kedi yafina b'shmer the kamaisa the zvachim. Learn out in the beginning the zvachim that shalur l'shmo is possible. So for now we understand that kavona shechita has to be done l'shmo, even though storm is also called l'shmo, but it's called like you have kavona. And really, Tezias is for question. We come out in the Gemara and Zvachim that Stam Kodshim is also kosher. It's only if you have Kavona Shalei L'Shmo, it's possible. Skura Kodshim, even if it doesn't have Das, let it be like Stam. So Tezias says, no, V'yishleima, the Stam, the Kodshim, Gor, it's much worse. The Ein Loi Das, Lov, and Shem Kodshim, doesn't have Das to understand that's Kodshim. V'sov, Shem Chulin, he thinks as if it's a Chulin. And therefore, it's like Mesasik and it's possible. Therefore, that's our Shiloh. By a cotton. Stamazo, if he makes a shchitas kodshim, it should be possible. But the question is, when he does a shchit, we'll soon see the case. When he does a shchita by a korban, where it's nikkim, mitoich maisav, is that called a good machshav or not? Tassav yechon and shayla, cotton yesh to machshav aloy. And Rashi is again by shchitas kodshim. Veshor Rashi, the case is, veshochat cotton oilu lishmo. Cotton shech the korban lishmo. Mieve kabon aloy. See if the cotton shech stamazoi. Maybe then it's possible. Where the cotton shechs and he says he had kavanah l'shem l'korban oilah, that's the Gemara Shailah. Does he have a machshava or not? So, Malay Ravam Rami said back, V'tiboy le maisa. How come you only ask the question if he has a maisa or not? In other words, maisha no maisa. How come in the case of an action? The loy kami boy le, you have no question about that. The tanan, because you know the mission that we learned. Yesh lehem maisa. That they have a maisa. If so, we'll soon see what type of an action, what type of a maisa even a cotton has. It's good. If so, if you learn that Mishnah, then it says also there that machshav and amiloti boilei. You should also have no doubt about just the machshav of a cotton. The tanan, we learned this also. The tanan we learned. Ein lehem machshava. Cotton does not have machshava. So even though he has a maisa, but machshava not a mishnah kalim. We'll soon explain what does it mean. So Rashi explains maishno. Maisa de pshita le mishun de mishmil le hotet. You learned that to be learned. The next mishnah will soon bring it down that they have a maisa. So since you didn't ask the question about a maisa, we'll soon see what maisa. So machshava namaloti borle. V'tishle mehi mishnah gufa. That non ein le machshava. It's clear they don't have a machshava. So what's yishailo? Now let's see what the mishnah is. That non learn like this. The mishnah in kalim. That non ha'olon. V'harimoin v'yogos. Ha'olam Rashi said that's a priyu, a type of a fruit. V'harimoin, a pomegranate. V'yogos, and a nut. She'chokokom tinoikos lomed b'mofa. So a kid took them, and he hollowed them out to make it into a kli, like a cup, that you could use loma to measure with. So the question is now, did he make this pri into a kli that should be able to be a makabel tumah? Rashi says, Nokfu Nekav committed a small hole in it, on the side of it. Voice Yoichel took out the food, inside food of it. It's like a hollow. And he made this into a cup like Lomme Bemofer, in order to measure out cups, measure out the dirt. So the question is it called the Kli now or not? So it says like this. Or else Oishat, Oishes Kinom Lechaf Maznaim, or else the curtain did an action to these fruits. And he also hollowed them out to make it to be fit to be used, like for a scale to weigh things with. So locharis tumeyim, yes, these things are now makabel tumah, and it has a shen kli on it. Why? Mipnei sheyesh lemaisa, because even though a cotton is what's doing this action, his maisa is good. Rashi says kagoyin zeh, only this type of an action. Shemaisehen moichichen, from the actual action we see clearly they know what they're doing. To l'shem kli niskavnu. Their kavon and playing with this fruit to empty it out and to hollow out the inside, their intentions were to make a kli here. So we see clearly from the maisim that they want to make a kli. For gam heim oimrim keim, Rashi says they also say like this also, that they have kavon to make a kli. V'yesh ken maisa umach shava, hamarid the maisa materials kli. Therefore the cotton has both, he has a maisa with the mach shava, both together, so it brings it down to a shen kli. So that's the question, like if you know this Mishnah that says clearly that a cotton, when he does an action and he shows us that he knows what he's doing, that it's called a good action. So if you know this Mishnah, you know what the end of the Mishnah says. The Mishnah ends off and says, on top of that, Yud-Gimel, Omer Aleph, the Gemara says, it says, but v'yein lehem machshava. The Mishnah says clearly they don't have a machshava. Rashi says, what's that case? Kegoin motzo leklipas egois. Where let's say a kid only found the shell of a nut. Come on, show you the way it was. He didn't have to do anything to it. Now he decided with his mind to use this shell to measure off the dirt with it. Even if he actually measured with it. But he didn't do an action to make it into a kli. So therefore, he does not have a machshava. So Rashi says, v'im ben das, if the person would have been a ben das, not a cotton, then choshev aleim to maim it would have machshava to use it the way it is. It would be tamei titznan, because that's also Mishnah in Kalim that says kol hakelim yordim l'day tumosim machshava. Anytime you have a kli, even though it's not finished yet, but if you have machshava to use it the way it is right now, so your machshava gives it a shame kli, it would be mekabel tumah. But over here, since they're a cotton, they don't have das. See, they don't have a machshava. They just find the shell. And now they decide to use it. Their das is not choshev enough to make it into a kli. So we see this Mishnah that when they do an action to hollow out the pri to make it into a kli, and they tell us they know what they're doing, so both together, a maisa with the machshava, an action with the thought, it helps to make it into a kli, the kabel tumah. But a machshava alone does not help. Sumer says, if so, Omalei said back to him like this, Machshov gurei dosa loikem iboile. True. If the Kotin just takes the korban oyla, and he says he has machshava to do with l'shem korban oyla, avada would not be good. That I know this Mishnah. That if he doesn't do an action in Maisa, he just says he has machshava, the machshava alone is not enough. Enechnami, this I would not have a question. But kiko miboile, where do I have my question? Machshavtoi nikeres mitoich maisov. In a case where true he has a machshava, but we see from the actions that he's doing that he really has this machshava. So the question is, when we see it through his action, is that machshava choshev a machshava or not? Kagurin, what would be the case like this? Tevekaim oila bedorim. In the case where this korban oila was on the south side of the Azorah. The Yasiu, now the cotton came in, and he took it from the south side, Bitsofen, and he brought it to the north side of the Azorah, the place where he's supposed to make the shechita on the korban, on the oil, on the Kodesh Kedoshim, v'shochato, and the Kotel made a shechita there on the Tzofen side. So now's my shalomai, what's the loch in such a case like this? Me the Asiya Bitsofen, since the Kotel himself took it to the north side, he did a maisa, is the chur v'shochem that he made a shechita, he chaven lo. That should be a proof that it's nikam mitoich maisav, that he knows what he's doing. He knows this is a korban oyla. He knows the korban oyla has to be done on the sofen side. So therefore, he brings it over to the sofen. That like shows us he really has machshava. So this should be a sort to say that yes, we see his machshava in this maisa, and maybe this is called a good shechitas kochim, and maybe the korban would be kosher. I do, maybe no. The other sfar should be, all right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.